how to pray financially. You know, we are what I call, we do what I call prosperity health updates on Fridays. If you have your life together and if you are in health, life can be very great. Remember 3 John verse 2. 3 John verse 2. Let's read it one more time. 3 John. It's in the Bible. And I love this verse. What did he say? 3 John. Quickly give us on the screen. Beloved, I pray. Wow. I pray that you may what? I'm not hearing your voice. That you may what? Be poor. Be struggling. Not making ends meet. It can be very, very traumatizing. Pray that you may prosper in how many things? And be well in health. Just as your soul prospers. Let's hear it in Message Bible. Message Bible. I love it. I love it in Message Bible. Take a look. We are the best of friends. Amen? And I pray for good fortune in everything you do. Tell somebody beside you. Do you want good fortune in everything you do? Do you want good fortune in everything you do? Tell him, I pray that you have good fortune in everything you do. Woo! Glory to Jesus. And for your what? For your good health. Can you clap your hands that you are healthy where you are right now? Glory to Jesus. See, and for your good health, that your everyday affairs prosper as well as your soul. Praise God. So, I'm going to go to the area of prospering now, prosperity. Give me on that on the screen, prosperity, health, upgrade. You know, people come to church like this, sit down, and they have all their problems, and they go back home with it. But God wants your spiritual life to affect other part of your life. You should not be going down if you are walking with God, because God is the greatest and the highest. Am I right? But there are things we can do. You're still looking for it. Okay, yeah, you can't find it yet. So it's called prosperity health upgrade. So let's start with the prosperity part right now and move ahead. Now, I'm going to talk to you about certain things. Okay, this is the one you can find. I think I've given another one to Balloon, but Balloon is not around. Can you make my sound less boom like this? Just make it sharper. All right, so prosperity health upgrade. I'm going to say, that church. All I talk about is prosperity. You know the problem? That kind of church is not this kind of church. You see, I don't look like somebody who is having gold everywhere on my hand. That's not my job. My job is to say that you do well, amen, somebody. I want you to do well, not just for church to have money and then making us all over the world. No, it's for you to do. Tell me what, God wants you to do well. One more time. God wants you to do well. God wants you well, and he wants you to do well. So you can be well, and you can do well. Praise God. Tell yourself, I can be well, and I can do well. I can be well, and I can do well. And I will be well, and I will do well. Praise God, somebody. Say louder. I will be well, and I will do well. Praise God. Isn't that beautiful? When you are well physically, health, and when you do well, you prosper. Amen. Now, people don't know how to pray. You know, as if when they have problems, they start praying for money. But you see, that's not the way to pray. Oh God, you see, we just say, Lord, Pastor, please pray for me. I need $500,000 tomorrow or next week. You know, that's not the way to pray. That's the way God has shown us how to pray. So let's go to our Bible now. How to pray. Chapter 9, 2 Corinthians. I want to show you how to pray for your finances. Not just pray, you know, I say how many people want money now, everybody put up their hands. No. That's a way you pray that you will not be lacking all the time. What about having the money down before the project? God does not want you to be scrambling when you need something. He wants to get you ready, like students. You should not be trying to scramble to read 2 days before exam. You should have been reading up. Prof, am I right? You should be reading up. You should be in your books that anytime they call you, you can at least try something on paper. That's the right. You have an exam now. Okay. You should be reading all along. So that way you'll be fit. People go to all these places, what do you call it now? Gym, to go do a lot of things. When you get to the gym, 90% are there because of health issues. I thought we say, you go down there, I'm going to be jumping up and down. You know, jumping up and down by force, jumping up and down. But some people are there, not by force, but by choice. Like the coach. You know why? The coach will train you because he's fit all the time. But you are not fit all the time. So you come over there and you go through all that. But now, let's talk about financial fitness. How do you pray like that? Let's go. Chapter 9. Look at verse 8. Okay. It says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you. See that in your Bible? God is what? God is able to make all your fair. What's it for you? And what that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance. So the very first praying is me praying as a matter of normalcy, is praying for grace. Praise God, somebody. So God is able to make all grace abound toward you. You know, are you hearing me? I don't like to be looking for my house rent 2 weeks before they ask me to pay. Huh? Are you hearing me? I'm calling everybody in town. If I prayed up, God is able to make all grace abound toward me, that I, when that grace abounds toward me, then I, always having, don't you like that? Always having. So let's pray for that grace to abound toward us. Can we do that? Can we go on our knees? I say, Father, I ask you, I really mean it this evening, that I want your grace to abound toward me. I want your grace to increase toward me. I want to have, always having all sufficiency at all times and having abundance to even share with others. That's the kind of grace I want from you, Father. I don't want to be living in emergency all the time and in crisis. That's why I'm asking for your grace, because your grace is sufficient for me. Thank you for this grace. I welcome this grace. I thank you that this grace is available even at this season in my life. Your grace is able to make a band toward me, that always having all sufficiency in all things, and we are bound to every good work. Father, I want to participate in that grace. I want to experience this grace, and I want to thank you. Thank you for this grace. Thank you for this grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we sit up? Thank you very much. Okay, we have asked. See, when you pray according to the word of God, that will happen. Now, let's go a step further now. Now, when I pray for grace, is there anything else to pray for? Let's go back to chapter 9. We read verse 8. Look at verse 9. Everybody, take a look at this. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, is given to the poor. Righteousness endures forever. Now, look at what God will do next verse. Okay. Now, may he, let's go now. He who supplies seed to who? To the sower. And bread for who? For food. Supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. Now, when you pray for grace, for instance, every Thursday, I dedicate to pray for my financial life so that I'm not be entering crisis all the time. I give a time, like you have timetable for your food, I have timetable for praying like this. And something, he said, is going to make all grace abound toward me. Now, how do I now pray? I know this is where we pray wrongly. See, the first thing you pray, go to God. God, I need money. God, my school fees. Lord, my children's school fees. Lord, my house has not finished. When they say, lift up your hands, anything, you get up your hand. But that's not your first prayer point from here. He said, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. What comes first? Is it bread or seed? Wow. See, when you don't pray in line with the will of God and the word of God, you will not see God fully in your life. For instance, if I take out 50,000 in my hand, say, who would like to have this money? You will jump up, I know you, to spend it for yourself. Sorry. Me too. Until I was changed. Now, he said, your prayer first is not to pray for you to have bread to eat. It's for you to have seed to sow. You know, churches make this difficult for us. Churches tell, bring money, bring money, bring money, bring money, bring money. I will bring money if God gives it to me first. Oh, they never talk about that. I mean, who will not bring it? If God give me seed, I will sow. Of course, I'm not that bad. I will eat all the seed. So he said, over there now. So when I come to pray my finances, my first prayer, Lord, give me seed to sow. Give me seed to sow. Not to eat first. If I might eat all the seed, next harvest, he will die of hunger. So as we pray, Lord, see, that's where I pray now. I don't go to God and say, God, see all my needs. I have children. I have my wife. I say, God, where, how, Lord, give me money to give. Give money to. Oh, do you see the difference?
Pastor, I don't need that offense. I didn't want it.
No. You know, it's a seed for the sower. There are about four prayer points in that verse. And only one is on your bread. Now wait. He says, may you who supply seed to the sower and bread for food, supply and multiply. What? What does this supply and multiply? The seed you have sown. So now when I pray about money, I don't pray like this. God, I need 10 million. Ah, God, please do something. Oh, get on Lapabedu to release our money. As you pray like this first, Father, here is my seed. I want you to supply me seed and multiply the seed that I've sown, and increase the fruit of my rightful harvest. Whoa. Now, how many here would like to ask God to supply seed to you, provided you're not going to eat it? See, that's the first prayer. You know, in my younger days, I'm still young. In my younger days, I'm always concerned. I was by needs, my needs, my needs, my needs, my needs. If my bad day is coming, or I have a celebration, I'll be thinking, who will give to me? But now I'm thinking, wake up in the morning, who will I, Lord, what are you going to bless me with to give somebody?
But pastor, you are a pastor. You're supposed to collect envelopes.
That's where pastors are suffering. It's not to collect envelope for us. It's to be able to be a seed sower. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? So, let's follow God. Can we follow God? Let's ask the Lord, I want you to supply me seed to sow. Supply me seed to sow. That somebody I can help. That somebody I can assist. Lord, give me seed. I'm asking you for seed this evening. I'm asking you for seed. Supply my seed to me. Thank you for supplying. I welcome increase in my giving seed. I thank you for seed to sow. And I bless you, O God, for seed to sow tonight. Thank you. And Father, I'm also asking you to multiply the seed I have sown. Can we pray together? Lord, multiply the seed I have sown. I've given in time past. I'm asking you to multiply that seed and increase the harvest. Let's ask him. Lord, say, Lord, multiply the seed I've given and increase the harvest. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. That's your word, and I welcome it. Thank you. I'm expecting you now, Father, to supply me mercy. And I'm expecting you, Father, to multiply the seed I've given. And I'm expecting you, Father, to also increase my harvest level. Thank you for my harvest level. Thank you for my harvest level. Thank you that you are bringing my harvest to a higher level. I'm reaping more. I'm getting more as I sow more, as I give more. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your eyes. Now, this is the ultimate of prayer financially. Next verse. Next verse. While you are enriched in everything for all, give us an NLT to make it clearer. NLT. Okay. NLT. Yes. You will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gift to those who need them, they will thank God. Now, you know, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I just asked God, I said, God, please, can you increase my field of generosity? Lord, I know I've been giving, but can you just expand my coast? Now, I know what you are thinking. I know what you are thinking. Pastor, you have money. I said, you're praying like that. You don't have money. Keep talking like that. You're going to be going down. God says you should pray like this. I said, you'll be enriched in every way so that you can have billions in your account. No. So that you can be generous. Everybody's looking at me one kind. Okay, let's go back. We have a few minutes more. Let's go back. Now, you have to develop this grace. What I say? It's a grace. Let's go. Let's go to chapter 8. Are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready? Verse 1. We are talking about prosperity, health, upgrade. Okay. Take a look at this verse. Take a look. Take a look. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on who? Okay. Okay. Remember, what's the first thing we pray for when we kneel down? Grace, remember? And so God gave grace to these churches of Macedonia when they pray for the grace. God said, you have grace. Come, the throne of grace. Now, how do you now cooperate with this grace? Now, see these people in Macedonia. Next verse. Give us an NLT to make it clearer. So, they quickly, okay. They are being tested by many troubles like Nigeria now. Nigeria is having all kinds of dollar funny problem. And they are very poor. See, look at verse 1 first. Look at verse 1 first. Look at verse 1. He said, what God in his kindness or in his grace has done through the church in Macedonia. We call it that time grace. This one called kindness. Look at next verse. What's that grace? He said, they have been, what? And they are very, but they are also filled with what? Abundant joy, which has overflowed. Now wait, are they poor? Were they poor? No, they were very poor. Pastor, how come? You see, we have to come under the word of God and learn the will of God. This is the will of God. If you don't cooperate with the word of God. One church was praying, one of our friends is a minister in the UK. So she came to Nigeria and her house was next door to the church. You know their prayer? Bogbo awon help me abroad to go help me on this soon. Lord, their peace will be held until they help me. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are that? Somebody, God will say that somebody's not asleep. Who do you think you are? You are assessing yourself too high. Who do you think you are? What are you doing for God? That God tells somebody not to sleep over your life. Sorry. What kind of karufi do you have before God? But why don't you think like this? You are the one to sow seed too. See, he said, they are very poor and overflowing. Look at next verse. Look at next verse. Look at next verse. Are we going? Be with me. We are in a service tonight. If you are here for the first time, forgive us. This will be our services. They have been, next verse, quickly. Next verse, next verse, next verse. I'm not commanding you to do this, but I'm, what happened? What's the problem? Are you here? Whoever is there, please wake up. Verse, where are we? Okay. Verse 3. Interesting. Is that verse 8? For I can testify that they gave not only what they could afford, but far more. And they did it of their own free will. See, that grace had come upon them now. So they are becoming seed for the sower, right? You see that? They were very poor. So they were thinking, oh God, I'm going to give. I'm going to give. Next verse. And they begged, wait, very poor. they begged us again and again for the privilege of sharing in the gift for the believers in Jerusalem. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Very poor. I'm begging. They are, please, please take my gift. Please, let me help them. Please. I've seen, please, please, please help me. Please, 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 please help me. One day, I told one lady, stop calling me. She needs some help. She just like calling and calling and calling and calling. I can't even say, are you hearing me? I said, you want to ask me? Ask me. That's all right. But don't. I'm not a devil. But these guys, they were begging again and again. Can you imagine? What a reverse thinking. Let's verse. Quickly, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. They even did more than we had hoped, for their first action was to give themselves to the Lord and to us, just as God wanted them to do. See, you can never do this without giving yourself to God first. God, I'm in your hands. Tell us your name. Victor. Now, Victor here is somebody's responsibility. To me, your own. But this child over here is somebody's responsibility. The clothes you want, did you buy? Did you pay for it? The shoes, did you pay for it? Oh, someone got at all. But uncle, why not? Mommy and daddy. Right. See, but she could tell herself, or tell himself, man, you are you. Ibiapa. Old school call. Just like this child, you're also a child of God. Your father has for you life and responsibility. Thank you. So, those poor guys, things were tough, they said, but we belong to God first, no matter what happened around us. It does, see, come, Victor, come again. Come. Where are you? Stand over here. How much is your pocket? Man, you're poor, man. No, I'm not poor. My dad is rich. My mother has the money. Tonight, what are you going to eat? You don't even know. But you're going to eat tonight. How come? You have money? Why are you going to eat? Because I'm going home. Thank you. Hallelujah. What is that thinking like that? It makes all the difference in the world. Oh boy. Okay, let's go. Next verse, quickly. So, we have urged, let's go back to NKJV now. Something I want to show you. Look at this in NKJV. Come and see quickly. Okay. So, we urge Titus. See, this church, Corinth, was being told about church in Macedonia. How that grace had come to them. Are you hearing me? And they began to give. So Paul now said, I'm urging Titus that as he had begun, so he will also complete this grace in you as well. So this grace needs to be completed that God has given you. Did you hear what I just said now? For instance now, look at this, my hand over here. God gave me as a baby. God gave me this hand as a baby. But if I never use it, it'll be useless. I have to employ it. I have to use it. Am I right? And sometimes some people are using their hands more than this one. They are strong. They have my hands not as strong as other people's hands. Like Yomi. You remember Yomi? My guy. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Like some of these speakers, I dare not carry it alone. If I do, something will happen. And it's not good. Are you hearing me? But Yomi will come and pick it once. Why? We have the same number of muscles. Believe me. Believe me, but it has been more developed. I tell yourself, I need to develop this grace. I need to develop this grace. One more time. I will develop this grace. I put this grace to work. Hallelujah. Now, let's round up. We'll continue next week. We'll go to other things. Let's go. Next verse now. Okay? Look at this next verse. Now, can you look up, everybody? Look up as I round up. But as you are bound in everything, in the grace of faith, in the grace of speech, in knowledge, and all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you also abound in this grace also. Wow! Did you hear that? That means I can develop financial grace. I can develop grace of peace. I can develop grace of love. Like now, every message will come every almost every now and then. I'm talking about love. I'm talking about love. God is helping us to see grace for loving. But we have to start loving and practicing it, or that grace will manifest. Am I making some sense? Is that clear? Same way, when it comes to financial grace you are praying for, you have to start practicing on purpose. Are you hearing me? And you start practicing with giving from the small level. Don't wait till you have $5 million need. Start practicing giving. Like that's what you were there said. See that you also abound in this grace also. Now, let me give you the bad news. If you don't abound in this grace, like now, if you don't go to school well, when they say, come abroad, we want to give you PG, master's degree, something, you didn't pass BSc very well. Don't even collect the form. So the same way, if you don't prepare and practice this grace, a time is coming in the future, you'll be really shortchanged. So can we pray, say, Father, help me to practice this grace. Help me to put this grace to work. And I'll give you all the glory. And I'll give you all the honor. And I will exhort you as I practice this grace day by day. Can we join our hands together and say, Father, we welcome this grace. We welcome this grace more and more in our lives. The grace that makes us to abound in every good thing. Thank you for the grace to be a blessing and be blessed. Thank you for the grace to be a sower and a good eater at the same time. Thank you because, Father, I receive seed to sow and bread to eat. And I welcome my seed multiplied and my fruit increased to your glory in the name of Jesus. Let's just thank the Lord one more time. You can lift your hands up by yourself and just thank him. And just thank him. That in this season, God's grace will increase in your life. See, that church in Macedonia, things were very tough. Things were very hard. But they were still practicing that grace. They said, Lord, teach me how to practice this grace in this time, in this country, in this hard time, in this worst time. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. By intention, I determined to sow my seed and plant seed and then expect you to multiply the seed. Thank you for multiplying my seed. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. So start thinking now, God will give me seed. Who can I give to? Hallelujah. 1,000, somebody, 500 naira. Who can I give to? Wake up in the morning, who can I bless today? Hallelujah. That will set the things into operation. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's learn one song before we do something else. Let's go back to worship. We learn, we worship. Ready? Okay, let's try this song. Give us the song on the screen. The weather is getting very hot now. Look at this song. I will exhort you. I will exhort you. I will exhort you. You are my God. All right, I'm going to play it. And then we will... very simple song. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Ready? I know you know the song, but let's just... Can I play? I will exhort you. You are my God. Now let's look at the next one. Because you are with me, 3 times, I will not fear. Okay, are we ready? I'm already playing it here. Can you? It's not coming through. You are my God. Very simple. Father God, thank you. You are my God. Can we try? Let's sing it together, everybody. Social life. I remember years ago when HIV came out. You never heard me saying this. I was sitting around in the counseling room one day, and this lady came and said to me that she had HIV. She was in the dying condition of it. She couldn't tell anybody. It's like a leprosy of those days. And this fellow, when the leper is coming, everybody keeps away. I know that when this leper came to Jesus, the crowds were behind Jesus. And the moment he showed up, everybody has backed off. You know what I mean? They just move back because, hey, this guy, social condition, you never know. And he came and joined the worship. He joined the worship. Can I be honest with you? When I feel sick sometimes, the very first place I go to is this guy. Usually Matthew 8. And he just came and worshiped. I can bet, Mrs. Uchi, nobody joined her. Nobody joined her. They all moved off to the back, let him worship alone. He's sick. She knows Jesus could, he knows Jesus could heal him. But he said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. That word clean is more than just healing. It means, don't only just heal me, but cleanse me from this social stigma. The answers are close. I won't take any kind of long minutes. You know the answer of Jesus? Now wait, you are leprous. Even today, leprosy, you don't come near them. It's highly contagious. Everybody backed off. Christ was standing over there, and the guy just cruised and fell before Jesus and said, Lord, I worship you. And if you are willing, you can make me clean. That's usually our problem. People usually battle with the will of God. Does God want me well or not? They are very funny. They be battling with the will of God, but they still go to hospital. God wants you well. Don't ever think God is against you. I mean, what is hospital for? To help you well now? Are they against God? They are not against God. Look at what happened next as I close. Next verse. And Jesus put out his hand. I could hear a crowd. Whoa! Just screamed. I mean, nobody will step up. You know what? When you are sick, the Lord is nearer. Are you hearing me? When you are stigmatized, the Lord is there. He could have said, I'm willing, be cleansed. No. He put out his hand and touched him. I wish you could read the original. He didn't say, I'm willing. I'm willing. He screamed it out. I'm willing. And I can say that that voice over the year has gone out to everyone who has ever been sick. I'm willing. I'm willing. The Lord, it's not against your health. It's against the sickness in your body. Are you hearing me? Beloved, I wish above all things that you be in health. That you prosper and be in health. He wants you well. Can you just take somebody beside you? You see, by the way, that person has no leprosy. You can take the hand and say, Father, thank you for your willingness to make us well. Can you join your hand to somebody beside you? Thank you for your willingness to make us well. Thank you for your willingness to make us well. And we welcome health. We welcome health. We welcome healing. You said, I'm willing. Be cleansed. Say, Lord, we are willing. Because you are willing. We are willing to embrace health tonight. I don't care what is happening in your body. Can you say, Lord, I embrace health because you are willing. It's your will for me. You're willing. That means continuously, I'm willing. Thank you for your willingness to make me well. Hallelujah. Now, as you are praying and speaking, Jesus said, I'm willing. And he said, next one, be cleansed. Now, tell yourself, I am healed. I'm in health. We are healed. We are in health. See that? I'm healed. Christ said, I'm willing, be cleansed. So when we say, Lord, thank you for being willing, so I say, I am cleansed, I'm healed, I'm in health. Whatever thing in my body, I proclaim, Jesus said, be healed, so I'm well. I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. Whatever symptoms, whatever signs in my body, I embrace the touch of Jesus tonight. And I say, I'm well, I'm healed. I'm in health. I'm in health. I'm in health. Now, can you open your eyes? Just like Jesus told that man, be healed or be cleansed, I would like you to speak on behalf of Christ to your neighbor. You are healed in Jesus' name. You are healed in Jesus' name. You're well in Jesus' name. You are in health in Jesus' name. I speak in the name of Jesus that we are well together. We are in health. We are getting better. We are getting stronger in the name of Jesus. Oh, why? You are the Lord that healeth us. You are the Lord that healeth us. You sent your word. You have heard this word tonight. And heal the disease. You are the Lord. My healer. One more time. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Over here, I want you to look across. In our church, we have what I call multi-gen level, generational level. In our church, we have four services. For 5 years and above, we have those who are over 80. That is over 80. My group is over 80. That the people are all there. And those who are also younger than them. We come for service, older people. Then we have those who are mid-level, second service. The last service is our youth and singles. But you that are youth and singles, you have testimony around you, you can see. Like mommy, the consistency with God, the working with God, listening to Him, and doing whatever you can with the Lord. Like those days, we used to sing one song. Tina Banjo, Emi Otele Jesu.
Emi Otele Jesu. Tina Banjo, Bojo Ramo Tele. Uo Tele Jesu, Bo Tele Adokwin.
Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Mommy, it's a testimony of that. Our children were quite small. They all well to do today. Doctors among them. Doctor Mark doing quite well. Just going on with God. Just going on with God. Consistency. Not waiting for emergency. We are young over here. Don't use God like a spare tire. The spare tire is, you never give it a thought until you have a flat tire. When you walk with God consistently, He will be there for you. You don't want to change your tire. He'll give you brand new tires. So, that's an example in our midst. Glory to Jesus. Daddy still comes to church, 80 plus, taking the word of God. Come. Service is over. He'll come shake my hands. Shake my hands. And just going on with God. God is good. How do we close? Great is the faithfulness. Get up on your feet. Let's go.
Great is the faithfulness. More